farmers in several states are right now having to make very hard decisions as drought bites. New South Wales is hardest hit, with virtually all of the state either in drought or experiencing worsening dry conditions. 57% of Queensland is in drought, while parts of the centre and the southwest are also experiencing prolonged dry conditions. The Bureau of Meteorology reported that April to June this year was the fourth driest such period since comparable records began in 1900. National and state farming representatives have been in Canberra today for a drought roundtable, looking at ways to ease the burden and keep farms viable. We'll speak shortly to Fiona Simpson from the NFF. But first, let's head out on the land, where it's tough for even the most experienced farmers, but where a new generation is using the opportunity to try new farming techniques. David Marchese prepared this report.
There are thousands of sheep on Richard Martin's farm, and they're hungry.
It hasn't been the best 2 years anyway. Yeah, it's very hard. Hard on the body and hard on the mind.
I'm on a tour of the Martin family's 4,500-hectare property just outside the small village of Cassilis, 4 hours northwest of Sydney. The farm's been in the family for more than a century. At 25, Richard Martin's been farming for 5 years. He returned from a gap year to help his family on the land. Now he's looking to the sky and hoping for rain.
We had good rain in March last year, but after that we've had absolutely nothing.
The Martins are spending $20,000 a week on stock feed alone as they battle to keep 6,500 Merino ewes, 1,000 cattle and hundreds of calves alive. Locals say this drought is one of the worst in the past 100 years.
So in 06 we had a big drought, but I was pretty young at that stage and I wasn't around home. So this is the first drought that I've ever seen.
The average age of an Australian farmer is 56, but for many young people finishing school or returning home from university, this is the first drought they've had to deal with.
There's nothing here, it's just dirt.
About 15 minutes down the road, 21-year-old Isabella Gigoli is weighing up some important decisions on the farm she runs with her father.
If it doesn't get any better, our only option is to sell all the cattle and just wait it out.
Like the Martins, the Gigolis have had a devastating 2 years. Both properties were ravaged by a bushfire in February last year that destroyed 30 homes and burnt out tens of thousands of hectares. The drought took hold soon after.
The river hasn't run in a few years. That's horrible. You've got things that are dependent on you. They need you. They can't fend for themselves.
Last month, the New South Wales government announced it was funding an extra $250 million in low-interest loans to help farmers prepare for and deal with drought. But not all farmers support the move.
They actually don't help because you still have to pay off your loan each month. You know, it still puts your farm in debt and it puts immense stress on the bank account.
Some of the people who are feeling the stresses of drought the most are the young farmers.
James Cleaver is a farmer from Ningen in central New South Wales. He's also the youngest rural support worker in the state. He says while young farmers are often overwhelmed with the scale and severity of drought, many of them use it as an opportunity to try out new ways of doing things.
And they've got these new techniques that we're being taught down at university, and they're coming back and they're telling Dad, well, hey, have we tried this? Hey, we should give it a go.
That includes better preparation for drought by storing larger amounts of feed while conditions are good, being ready to modify cropping programs at short notice to make the most of conditions, and techniques like minimum tillage, which reduces soil disturbance and cuts water evaporation.
It can be often quite rewarding when you see someone out there and they've done it differently and they've been successful in that. All of a sudden you see every farmer in the district sort of turning up to their place and asking questions on what they've done. At the same time, though, there is some core values there, especially around drought, that our parents and other farmers, older farmers, can teach us as well.
Back on the farm, Richard Martin's waiting for a shift in fortunes with the weather. But he says despite the drought, there's nowhere he would rather be than on the land.
There is a bright future. It's just the last few years have been the hardest. The next few years coming might be the best. So just getting through the dirt before we get to the greenness of it all.
New South Wales farmer Richard Martin, David Marchese, our reporter.